Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
No NFL sexual assault or domestic violence investigation has ever been wrapped up in a matter of weeks. I think on the outer limit, Ezekiel Elliott took a fairly long time, almost a year, between the incident report and the rendering of discipline. I think this will move much more expeditiously, but I still think we're looking in the ballpark of at least 2 months, which you know is at least 8 weeks, cutting into the vast majority of the season. But if I had to predict, I think we're looking a little bit at towards the tail end of the regular season, maybe even the off season, just using past domestic violence cases as a benchmark.
Your first chance to win Patriots tickets coming up at 11:30. You got a pair of tickets at 11:30 and 1:30 today for Sunday's Patriots game. Right now, Bert Breer joins us in our Town Fair Tire studio. He's brought to you by Rockland Federal Credit Union. As your bank change, then change where you bank. At Rockland Federal Credit Union, they have the account for you. They provide their members with quality, convenient, and friendly service. Visit rfcu.com today to find a location near you. Bert Breer is with us. Bert, how you doing?
Good. How you doing?
You just heard the voice of Daniel Wallach saying that even if the NFL moves expeditiously on this investigation, you're looking at months, not weeks.
Yeah, and I would think that this is still like sort of a moving target. My understanding when they didn't put him on the exempt list last week was it wasn't a decision not to put him on the exempt list. It's just they hadn't completed the process of looking at it yet. And obviously part of that process is going to be talking to the woman. Another part of the process, quite honestly, after the story that we had at our place earlier in the week, is going to be seeing if anything else comes out. Because one thing can lead to another in these cases. And I can just tell you that I don't think this is over. Like, I think that there could be more that comes out. And this guy's personal life has been a mess. And I think depending on what Brittany Taylor said to the league on Monday, you know, you add that together with anything else that could come to light over the course of the next couple weeks. Wallach's right to say that this thing isn't going to be closed. The league isn't going to complete this investigation probably for a while. But if there's more information that gives credibility to the charges, then that's what the exempt list is for. Because the exempt list, like, people have made that mistake of like just saying civil versus criminal. No, it's credibility. It's like, now criminal charges add credibility to an accusation, but Kareem Hunt didn't have a criminal accusation or didn't have a criminal charge against him, right? Like, that was because the video gave credibility to the case.
Correct. And what Daniel Wallach was also telling us this morning is that the bar is very low for what will land you on that commissioner's exempt list. All the commissioner has to do is believe you may have violated the conduct policy.
And really,
and that there may be credibility, and that if there's any small amount of credibility in what he's hearing, that he could go ahead and place you on that until it all gets sorted out.
And let's not forget, not let this get lost, that the PR element of it is really what that list was about, right? Like, the PR element of everything was why that happened, because the reason they dug up that list, which they hadn't really used consistently before Ray Rice and Adrian Peterson and Greg Hardy, was because they needed a place to put these guys while they investigated them, and they didn't want them playing on Sunday. right? They didn't want the narrative to be during the 2014 season that, oh, look at Ray Rice out there. He hit his wife, and there's Greg Hardy, and, like, you know, he beat up his girlfriend, and there's Adrian Peterson, and he beat his kid. Like, they didn't want that to be the narrative of the season. So they pulled those guys out because they said, like, we can't have this be part of the narrative. That was a PR effort, right? Same thing with Kareem Hunt last year. You take the possibility that Kareem Hunt, after the Chiefs cut him, you take the possibility of anybody else signing him, take that temptation away from everybody else because the league didn't want Kareem Hunt being part of the 2018 season. And so that's, I think that's got to be part of this too, is if the league feels like it's embarrassing to them, embarrassing to the Patriots, that Antonio Brown is suiting up on Sunday, then I think that that can be sort of part of what tips the scales towards putting a guy on that list.
I'll say, so they met with her for over 10 hours.
Yeah.
So he's not on an exempt list yet this week. I mean, I know this could come down at any time, but the league doesn't like to do that prior to Wednesday because they got to let the team at least plan because you put in the game plan. It's a big install day. Say he's not on it next week, the week after that, then should you take it as, boy, they didn't really see it as enough to say, let's just sit him for a little bit. Even though he's going to be paid, we're still going to pay him.
Yeah, I think the PR part of it's a big part. You know,
like if they come out of it, we're blown away by her. I thought he would be on the list.
I mean, I think the PR piece of it's a big part of it. So, like, this is like what Brittany Taylor has, you know, told the league has remained private, right?
Sure.
So, like that the fact that that isn't out there allows the league to sort of sort through it without, you know, without taking a guy off the field. Now, if some of that becomes public, if there are other accusations that surface, because you guys know the way these things work, right? One person says something, then someone else feels emboldened to say something, which is what happened with, you know, the woman that was in the SI story this week.
Right.
Now two people have come out and said something normally, right? That can lead to a third or a fourth person saying something. So, you know, that I think that's as big a part of it as anything, Zoe. I mean, it's what she said to the league. And if there's some sort of smoking gun that they're afraid that's going to, like, if there is, like, some sort of, like, hotel lobby video or something like that,
that she
told them about, and they're like, holy crap, like, TMZ's going to get a hold of this, then that might be a reason to do it. Another reason to do it would be if there's just, you know, a mounting list of accusations, which, I mean, again, I don't think that that part of it's completely over.
I mean, we were kind of horrified by a Tyreek Hill taped conversation. You know, it's almost like people want the video or want something that's on record, or they could hear it or see it.
It takes it to a different level.
It takes it. Yeah. It's like, you remember that video came out and you saw that and you're like, wow, look at that.
Yeah.
Like, get rid of the guy.
I bet the NFL is going to be pretty tight lipped about whatever was said on Monday.
Mm-hmm. I would think so.
In the interest of, you know, the integrity and the investigation, and the confidentiality of someone who's accusing someone else of sexual assault.
Well, and they especially should want to keep that information confidential until they talk to Brown, right? Like, because they still haven't heard his side of the story yet. No, that's going to happen, but they haven't heard his side of the story yet. So I think they'd absolutely prefer to have this kept confidential because it does feel like the national sort of outrage over him being back on the field. To some degree, I think they weathered it last weekend. Like, they had to talk about it in the pregame shows and everything else. And now I think it's sort of calmed down a little bit where it's not like a front burner problem for them. So they can sort of go and investigate and sort through all the facts of the case.
Bill Belichick will speak later this hour. When he does speak in Foxborough, you will hear him live right here on Zolak at Bertrand. Last Wednesday's press conference was brief. We'll see how this Wednesday's press conference goes.
It's an all-timer.
We'll hear how this week's goes. That is coming up later this hour. Also at 11:30, your first chance to win Patriots tickets. We have two pairs to give away. First one coming up at 11:30. Also, Kyle Van Noy will join us possibly this hour when he can step away for a moment from his work and preparation. He will join us on the phone from Foxborough. All of that is coming up with Burt Breer. I've got a question for Burt Breer about that story in the MMQB on SI about Antonio Brown and all these other issues that he's had off the field with some of his friends, associates, etc. I want to know how long it took to pull that story together and why, if an NFL reporter can pull that together, why the team couldn't pull that together. We'll get to that coming up next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Boston. Boston. Boston's home for sports. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Patriots tickets coming up at the end of this segment.
Don't call right now, right?
No, don't call now. We'll do you no good.
Oh, there's a special number you have to call, too, so you have to wait for that one.
And don't call the regular number because it will do you no good as well.
No, those calls are filling up by the Yaz complaining hotline.
Oh, what's the matter?
Oh.
The baseball fans got their feelings hurt.
Those lines are already full.
So only... What should the
call screener tell them? Beetle, call?
Tell them that Johnny Gomes has more World Series rings in Boston than Yaz, and then hang up.
He doesn't have a song made about it.
Just start naming terrible outfielders that have more World Series rings than Yaz. If you want to make him angry, do that.
Johnny Gomes.
Start naming terrible outfielders. Be like, yeah, well, Gomes has more rings than him. Click. Do things like that. If you really want to fire them up, if you want to make them more angry than they already are.
Lenny Donato.
Yeah, Lenny Donato has a World Series ring. Thank you. Click. Yes, doesn't. Click. Triple Crown. That's an individual award. That's not about winning. Click. You want to really fire them up. 617-779-0985. I'm not trying to actually to put down Yaz. Yaz is great. Obviously an amazing career.
It's Mike. Mike.
But now it's his grandson. I don't know. What's historic or magical. I don't know what's magical about that. Hey, good for him. Local kid, like that. Local guy, not a kid anymore, guy. 20 home runs already this season. Mm-hmm. He's crushing it. Good for him.
Roji seemed pretty fired up.
Oh, and he had 400 tweets about it. His timeline is loaded with just how magical and historic amazing the
baby,
day was.
Yeah, baby, might need to get a restraining order there.
Him and Pete Abe. And
Roach goes to the magic camp.
Well, you know, Roachy lives up that way, too, so it's like extra special for him.
Oh, so it's like double, like.
Yeah. So it's like Roachy and Buckley and Pete Abe and all of them.
Yeah, that's like an absolute like wheelhouse.
Let me ask you this question, Bert. How long did that story take to come together for Mr. Klemko that he wrote on Antonio Brown?
About a month.
All right, it's a pretty considerable amount of time.
Yeah, I mean, for anybody who thinks that this is like, oh, well, you're only doing it because he's on the Patriots now, no. The actual work on that story began when he was a Raider.
But if a journalist can do the work, and it's a lot of legwork, and it took a month, a team could do the work too.
Yeah.
NFL teams could do the background. And if the Patriots have been in on the player since March, as it's been reported, they could have been doing work on this player for quite some time to figure out what his background is.
Right. And you did have the incident that happened prior to March, that in January, right, with the mother of one of his children.
Right.
So it's not like there weren't incidents in the past that were there. The idea that you wouldn't know that you were getting into, you know, you were putting yourself in a situation where something could happen. And I'm not saying that you knew a rape accusation was coming down the pike, but like the idea that like something might like something might come to light after you sign the guy was not out of left field. Like you absolutely, like based on what this guy's personal life was, based on just what was out there, like you had to have an eye, like you knew something could happen. Again, I'm not saying a rape accusation would have been the first thing that would have popped into your mind, but and there's no question that you're dealing with a lot with this guy.
617-779-0985.
Paul's situation.
Paul in New Hampshire.
Hey,
Paul.
How are you guys?
Hey, how are you?
Pretty good. This is a real unique situation to me because I think it's weird all the way around.
Were you just practicing saying a word situation before you came on?
I think Beetle hit that nail on the head where this woman made herself available. She's available, but I don't understand why she didn't, if she's that available, why she hasn't gone to the cops. trust me, I work with a lot of people that aren't so nice people, but they do their work well, and I wouldn't hang out with them. But I don't understand why Goodell can be the jury, the judge, the prosecutor, and all in one and wreck this guy's life over something that might or may have happened.
Because the players gave him that in the collective bargaining agreement that they signed.
I know that.
Allow him to.
Do you think that'll change if they take this guy that's not even
called a strike? Do you think this guy's earned the benefit of the doubt?
I don't think so. I think this guy's a turd ball. But I think he can play ball better than anybody I know as far as a receiving aspect. But
what does that have to do with what he's being accused of?
What it has to do is why. What if he's not? What if they make him on the exempt list? And then
he gets paid. He still gets his money.
Right, gets paid.
It's paid leave.
He gets paid, but then down the road he's found innocent.
He lost
all those incentives and he still got the stain. People want to see him play, and I think the NFL knows that. And I think Roger Goodell knows that people are watching these games just to see him. But I just find it weird that the players' unions agree to this stuff.
I don't. The players' union sucks in this league. They've historically been terrible.
I agree, and I think Roger's one of the worst.
Well, I mean, to Paul's point. To Paul's point from a rating standpoint.
And to answer his question, is it going to change? No, probably not.
Yeah.
We talk about it all the time.
Right.
The players are going to get kicked in the stones like they always do because they won't stand up to the league.
To defend the players' union in this case, right, in 2011, this came up because you remember we were coming off of Roethlisberger and Vic and all these other cases. And a couple of guys in the executive committee said to me, like, we're fighting for everything we can get, right? Like, the guys who are, like, you know, your Vrabels, your Brian Waters, your Kevin Mawise, the guys who are, like, running the show for the union, were basically like, we can't get guys to skip games.
Right.
Because guys aren't responsible enough with their money, bottom line. So we have to get everything that we can possibly get. Why would the guy who's getting himself into trouble, why would protecting his rights be my priority? Mm-hmm. Over like protecting a guy who is making the minimum and hanging it on in the league, or a guy who's done the right thing for 10 years and wants his benefits. Like, why in the world would one of those guys who's representing the 2,000 players, why would his priority be protecting somebody
criminals.
Like Antonio Brown?
Right. Or, you know,
why
I'm
would
not
that
saying,
be?
Like, I'm not saying Antonio Brown is a criminal, but in the large majority of these cases, you're dealing with guys who have actually had criminal cases.
Yeah, right. So like, why would your priority be
Michael Vick as your example. That's a criminal case.
Federal,
someone
right.
who's gone through a criminal yeah. case.
Cross state
and they're
lines.
Thinking at that time back in 2010, was it right?
Yeah, it was 22. Well, the 2008, 09. Well, the negotiations were in 11.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, negotiations.
So they're thinking then, why do I care about me sacrificing something in a back and forth? Why am I going to negotiate for Michael Vick to get leniency, or am I going to negotiate for more money for players?
Right, right.
I'm going to negotiate for more money. You know, you only have so many bargaining chips.
Right.
Why am I wasting one on Michael Vick?
Right.
Why am I wasting one on, and fast forward, Ray Rice?
Right.
Why am I wasting one on Kareem Hunt or Tyreek
exactly
Hill or
what
whoever
it is.
Else?
That's exactly what it is.
And that's how it goes.
But it's miserable for the,
but
for the
problem
NFL
is,
to have
though,
their stars going down, like these quarterbacks, too.
The
like
problem is, then you have a case like Tom Brady.
Right.
Was that fair?
No.
Was that a guy who had done?
But that's
something?
Not. But that's not personal conduct policy.
No, it's
that's
not.
Different. That's an equipment violation.
But it's still a matter of discipline from the league.
It is.
It is.
It is. But it's not in the same category. Like you can. Like, and look, I think that's something they should look at. Is like how on field discipline works.
But
and everything
how the courts
else.
Look at it was exactly the same based on their CBA.
Right. Right. And that's what I'm saying. Like you could look at that. I think it's a lot different protecting somebody like Tom Brady, protecting somebody who's getting fined for hitting high, like on-field stuff, like that's fine. Like I understand why the players' union wouldn't say, why would I protect a guy who's constantly getting himself in trouble and now is under investigation by the league?
Let's go to Paul, who's in Rhode Island. What's up, Paul? Paul, you there?
Sounds like he's like. Down the hall.
No, there we go. Sorry, Paul. Gonna have to let you go. What do we have, Jim?
Kyle Van Noy.
Is he on the line?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Boom.
Kyle Van Noy joining us right now on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline, and he's brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. I don't know. I don't see him on here. You pot him up.
Hey, what the hell do you think? What the hell do you think Paul was doing just now?
It sounds like he was down the hall.
I don't know what he was doing. Not paying attention, yeah, for sure.
He's tripping. He had his chance, his moment, and he tricked it off.
You had some fresh legs there on Miami in that heat, dude.
I did.
Yeah. Hey, talk about the pick six. How much? You know, I thought I reacted to it like, man, you drilled Drake, got him off his ass, and I think that just threw havoc into that play. Did you recognize that right off the bat, based on what their formation was?
Yeah. You know, it's just easy read, easy to see. I've seen it a bunch of times and have played it a bunch of times, so it was an easy read. Just hit him, tried to chase Buddy down for a sack, but he, whatever reason, wanted to throw the ball to Steph, and Steph made it easy and, you know, strolled into the touchdown. It's pretty good. Happy for him. That's crazy. It was his first touchdown. As good of a player,
yeah, I was shocked to hear that.
Steph's been. That was pretty crazy to hear.
Before we talk more about football, we need to talk about you. You weren't with us last week because now you're a proud father. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
How's everything going? Good?
Good. It's excellent. It is going great. Trey Legend, he's a beast. He's already gaining a bunch of weight. It's a pretty epic name. So,
Trey Legend? Legend's the middle name?
Yeah. Where'd you come up with that name?
Yeah. I mean, I can't tell you all my secrets. I'm going to plead the Patriot answer. You know, no, number three has been my favorite number. It's grown on me since I was little. I loved Allen Iverson on the court. Just his relentlessness. You know, I just loved AI. So I just fell in love with the number three, and it's just I've worn it all the way in my jersey. Since I was young, high school to college, I was three. And then in the NFL, I picked 53 because, you know, they have dumb rules where you can't wear single-digit numbers for whatever reason.
You get enough sleep? That's important, you know.
Yes, 8 hours, baby. Come on now.
Okay, good.
Margie's a beast.
Good.
You got the kid on creatine yet?
That won't last. If the baby's sleeping, that won't last. I speak from experience.
Yeah, I can verify that.
That's, I mean, it just means things are going well right now. That doesn't mean that won't continue.
Yeah, things are sweet right now. Baby just eats, poops, and sleeps. So we're on a good routine.
Yeah, like
good
shark. Yeah, just wait.
Eats, sleeps, poops, and makes baby sharks.
Hey, just let me enjoy this part, all right?
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, okay.
Yeah, wait till it's like two and it's like a drunk midget walking around.
So we'll wait till the newness wears off. We'll talk to you in about another 2 months.
That's all right. You had a tweet at the NFL's account the other day when they said Bill Belichick's defense had all these great statistics and listed all the stats on the day. And you said, we have names. We have names, NFL. What was that all about?
Yeah. Oh, you know me. I just like to mess around. You know, people read into my tweets just people online read tweets too seriously. I'm always messing around. So, obviously, you can't fit everyone's names in there. So, it was just a joke.
How's AB been in the locker room?
As you would expect, loud, obnoxious, you know, I'm playing. Nah, he's been cool. He's been chilling. He works hard like the rest of us. What if I just said he's been the biggest ass, you know?
Be a headline.
Be a headline.
That would have been a good headline. Huh?
That'd be huge for the show, right?
Good for the show.
you we'd have been famous after that one. I think Bill would have came and said something to me on that one. But no, he's been good, man. He's been chilling, working hard. He's putting a lot of extra work, you know. As you could tell him playing, he looked like he has been with us for a while. When he stepped on the field, he made it look pretty easy. He's a great talent, and, you know, I just wish him and hope for him to have all the success. If he continues to work hard like he's been, I'm sure he will.
Defensively, you guys had they crossed the 50, what, twice the other day? And then you got to get ready to face a Jets team that has a practice squad quarterback. And I know Coach says, you know, we look at the roster and we dig deep, and these guys are in the league for a reason. How tough is it, based on how good you guys have played in two games, get ready for a Jets team that looks depleted? How do you keep above that?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think it's I think it's just focusing on what you can control, and that's how hard you play your assignment and doing the best of your ability. I know for me, I just want to go in and play my game. You know, I missed the first game, so last game was, you know, it wasn't my best performance, and, you know, I was a little frustrated with how I played. So it's just getting out there and, you know, playing hard and focusing on what I can control, and that's doing my job and beating the guy across the ring, no matter who it is. Doesn't matter if it's the number one guy or, you know, a fifth string guy coming off from the streets. You just got to play hard.
All right, before we let you go, you caught us in the middle of a segment, but we did have an open for you. We had a pre-produced new open today for the KVN show, which does include new material from this past week's game. So have a listen.
WKVN.
Sports Talk.
Now Fitzpatrick, third and two, rolling right, and he throws in traffic, intercepted, picked off by Gilmore, who is gone. Right down the middle, 25-20, goodbye to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots!
You could credit Kyle Van Noy for getting this going.
Van Noy does Kyle does a really good job here of recognizing the play. He hits Drake and knocks him off so that he can't get out to the flat.
He absolutely blows up the chip man on the end.
You know, Kyle Hightower on the end of the line, very, very instinctive players that just, you know, good football players do the right thing.
It's a fake jet sweep, destroyed. The inside receiver did Kyle Van Noy, which allowed Stephon Gilmore to undercut it, run it the whole way. Amazing play by Gilmore.
There you go.
Hey, Zoe, I appreciate it. That check will be in your office later, all right?
I got to feed the kids. You know that.
I got you. I appreciate it. You
blew them up.
Stepping up the game. I appreciate it.
Call it like you see it.
So, sorry, I'm a little under the weather, so I haven't had that great of energy today. You guys had to pick up the slack, but I promise you know, that energy will be back next week.
All right, Kyle. Appreciate
you,
the time.
All right, Kyle.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, fellas.
Okay, Kyle Van Noy with us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Right now, we've got Patriots tickets to give away. To caller 10 to the Pride Motor Group Contest line, 617-931-0985. You will score a pair of tickets to see the Pats take on New York this Sunday at Gillette Stadium, courtesy of Dunkin'. This Patriots season, the pregame starts at Dunkin' for DD Perks members, because on game day, Dunkin' is offering Patriots fans 2x the points on any size coffee. So don't just celebrate your team's success from the sidelines. Excludes cold brew, nitro, and frozen coffee. Participation may vary. Limited time offer, and it's caller 10 right now on the contest line only, 617-931-0985. You will win the tickets. We've got another pair coming up at 1:30, but right now, caller 10 will win. Bill Belichick will join us in by way of his press conference. His press conference is coming up next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Bill Belichick is going to speak momentarily in Foxborough. He is powered by Oakers Company. I said that weird, didn't I? Foxborough.
Ruined season.
He's going to speak in Foxborough momentarily. Bill Belichick is powered by the Oakers Company. Here in New England, our coach can't afford downtime with technology when the goal is another championship, and nobody does technology better than Oakers. Powering New England for over 98 years, visit OCKERS.com. That's Oakers.com. Oakers, technology for tomorrow. I'm having a tough time. Let's go to Bill.
So it's always tough with the Jets. We know that, so. You know, first of all, just with Adam, you know, I think he does a terrific job. Certainly, we've had a ton of problems playing against him in the past. He's a very good Really good football coach, does an excellent job with the team, certainly offensively, creating problems for all defenses, especially ours. So, you know, that'll be a big challenge for us, just, you know, handling the, you know, the strategic aspect of the game, matchups that, he creates. Same thing on defense. You know, Coach Williams does a great job. They're very aggressive on defense. They cause a lot of negative plays. You know, had the four turnovers against Buffalo. They do a good job of mixing it up and making the offense, I'd say, uncomfortable dealing with the different schemes that they utilize. They keep it simple, but they're very aggressive, and they create a lot of problems with a, you know, fairly, I wouldn't say it's a real complex system, but it causes a lot of problems. It has a good amount of balance and complementary plays along with disguise, and so it fits together well. It's obviously a problem to deal with, and you know, Coach Boyer on special teams. It's an excellent group there. They have a lot of team speed. You know, certainly I'm sure feel better about the kicking situation after last week, but you know that's. That's always a dangerous part of, you know, playing against the Jets, and so all the way across the board, you know, we got a lot of work to do. I'd say mentally, this is, you know, not the easiest game because of the amount of things that they do and how well they do them. So that'll be a, you know, challenge for us here, as well as just what normally comes with the preparation for the game. It's a very physical team. You know, Bell, Crowder, two big additions offensively. You know, Bell's clearly one of the top backs in the league. Outstanding with the ball in his hands, great receiver. Just a really hard matchup player and does an excellent job of breaking tackles. He's a hard guy to get on the ground, whether he spins, jumps over guys, makes them miss in the open field, puts his shoulder down, runs through them. And Crowder, you know, provides a lot of versatility for their offense without having to substitute, so they can use him in a lot of different ways in their jet motion packages, option routes, putting him in various positions that make it difficult for the defense to recognize and defend. Of course, you have, you know, Anderson, who's been one of the top deep threats in the league. This guy's got tremendous speed and deep field playmaking ability. So they're able to really attack the defense at all three levels on a consistent basis. And so defensive front is good. Williams, Jenkins, you know, Mosley, and they got a lot of good players. Adams, let's go right down the line. They have good players at every level of the defense. They're explosive. They're contact. Big hitters cause negative plays with their aggressiveness and contact play. So ball security and making good decisions with the ball are going to be critical for us on Sunday. So.
As we've done post game, just raise your hand if you want to ask a question. I'll call on you.
Go ahead. Coach, what does Coach Garnecki mean to this team, especially this season with a lot of movement on the offensive line?
Yeah, Dante does an excellent job of developing younger players and getting older players and the playing group to play cohesively and with good communication and trust and accountability for each other. He's an excellent game plan coach and excellent in-game coach in terms of making adjustments and, you know, recognizing what the problems are and fixing them. So very fortunate to have had the opportunity to coach with him for going all the way back to 96 for so many years.
11 Reed.
Coach, you always talk about Le'Veon Bell's running style, how he kind of leads through those blockers. How quick is that first step, though, when he sees it to get through the ball?
Yeah, he's a very explosive player. Yeah, if it's there, he'll hit it. If it's not, he does an excellent job of setting the blockers up and making the defenders commit and then finding space and going. You don't see him running in the back of his blockers and running into a pile and things like that. He makes guys commit and then he finds space and is able to get to it. He's an excellent player.
What kind of challenges does Derek Williams with blitz packages, especially that they send at the quarterback?
Yeah, they do a good job of they run a pretty good amount of blitz man, and they add in quickly. So if the player blocks that the defender is covering, then he just adds in on the blitz. So 4 or 5 becomes 6, 6 becomes 7 in a hurry. And they also have an overload blitz package, which is complements their single blitzers. But again, the single blitzers often end up as it looks like more than one blitzer because they get there so quickly on the add-in. So it's a good, they have a good complementary package, and it'll be very challenging to not only our pass protection and run blocking schemes to get a hat on hat, but also for the receivers to get open quickly and to make adjustments based on the leverage that they play those coverages with.
Andrew Calhoun?
From the limited film you've had on him with the Jets, do you see any differences between Bell this season and when you last saw him in 2017?
Yeah, he looks pretty good. It's fresh. That looks good. Catches the ball well. Is, you know, very good in the open field. He's a strong inline runner. So.
C.J. Mosley was with Baltimore last year. Didn't play Monday night, but have you noticed that he's doing anything different in what you saw against Buffalo, and just how dangerous he can be?
Very instinctive player. He's around the ball a lot. 10 career interceptions, you know, returns for touchdown. He's just makes a lot of tackles, and he's just around the ball. So, like the interception against Buffalo, ball was bobbled, he picked it off. Same thing, he caused a lot of fumbles, he recovers a lot of fumbles. He's just, you know, kind of always there. But he reads things very quickly, he's a smart player, and I mean, he's a hard guy to get on misdirection and things like that, play action and all. He diagnoses those very quickly, so. He's a good tackler. He runs well. Has good range. Has good playing strength. He's one of the best players in the league.
What have you seen from Matt LaCosse? What have you kind of learned about him? You know, I've seen him a lot in games, but in the practice field, meeting rooms.
Yeah, Matt's very talented. Smart kid. Picks things up well. Works really hard. You know, he's just been limited here since the Detroit Chart game, so. But he's, you know, he's tough. He's working through it. So, yeah, hopefully it just keeps getting better day to day.
As far as progress with his comfort level in the offense, what did you see last week?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's just been slow because he hasn't, you know, had the opportunities to be on the field as much as he would like or we would like, or in order to get that timing and those repetitions. But, you know, he takes advantage and does everything he can do in the meeting room and walkthroughs and film study and the reps he has on the practice field, but you know, it's still we got a long way to go. He really hasn't played a lot of football with his teammates through no fault of his. It's just that's what it is. Just hasn't really played a lot of, you know, football in this year.
Newcomb Allen.
What's the approach when your opponent's in an emergency quarterback situation like the Jets are now? Do you have to prepare for the team sort of relying more on the run game and defense to take the ball out of the quarterback's hands as often as possible?
Well, I think, you know, nobody knows the quarterback situation better than Coach Gase does. And he feels like that Falk has more experience in the system, which he does, than any other player that they have. He was with him last year. He went through all the game plans, went through all the adjustments, had a whole year of it in Miami. You know, Darnold didn't do that. Simeon didn't do that. So I think that Coach Gase has expressed the confidence that he has in his quarterback, and I believe him. And I don't think he would have brought him there, and he would have put him in there if he didn't have that. So I don't expect the offense to change.
Okay. No, he hasn't been on the practice field yet, but do you see Caleb Vanenock being more of an interior player or tackle?
We'll see. That's a good question. He's played both, so we'll see. Not sure.
Bill, it's been about a month since Josh Gordon has been back with the team. How would you describe what you've seen from him in terms of how he's reintegrated himself with the team, and does it seem like a continuation of where he was last year?
Yeah, I don't know. It's last year. Where last year ended, you can't really restart there. You have to start all over again. So, you know, Josh has worked hard. He's made progress. I think he still has a long way to go. So we have 14 regular season games left, so we'll see how it goes.
Matt? What have you seen from Jamal Adams that's made him such a dangerous player so early in his career?
Yeah, he's very aggressive, physical player, contact player. You know, very aggressive in the running game. He's fast. He's a tough player. So, you know, he's around the ball a lot too, similar to Mosley. Different position, but You know, he gets involved in a lot of plays, plays with great effort, you know, hustles all the time. He's, you know, it's a great motor.
Sort of more of a X's and O's type thing, but using the touchdown to Antonio Brown last week as sort of a springboard. When you have four receivers and one running back on the field, how does that put stress on the opposing defense?
Yeah, well, it depends on how many defensive backs you have on the field. Yeah, we're running the same thing with, you know, last week with Drake, this week with Bell. It's the same thing. Like, there's really five receivers out there when you have a back like Drake, Bell, or Montgomery, for that matter, who played receiver earlier in his career at Green Bay. So, you know, if you have four defensive backs, you're kind of a guy short. If you have five defensive backs, you can match up to them, but then you have no deep help, and you know, they're kind of blitz zero coverage. You have six defensive backs, you kind of, you know, play whatever you want. Zone, zone. So if you want to play man-to-man, you just got to decide, you know, how you want those matchups to go, how long you think you can hold up in them, you know, or play zone. And, you know, if you feel like you can't match up, then you, there's a zone option. So depend on, yeah, there's a lot of, there's some different options there. It's definitely a problem. It's definitely a problem. You have five receivers on the field. You generally don't want to put six defensive backs out there until it's third down, unless they're true receivers, like when Pittsburgh was using five true wideouts. You know, Switzer kind of played a little bit of running back for him, but it's not like having Le'Veon Bell back there or Drake back there or somebody like that. So it definitely puts pressure on the defense.
Feeling like you're seeing more of that? Just then maybe
we see it every day in practice. So it's, you know, we see James White and Rex Burkhead out there. It's the same thing. It's, you know, you have five receivers out there. Those are, you know, hard matchups for players who aren't good experience coverage players playing at all the positions, because those guys could line up anywhere. It's the same thing with Bell, again, or Drake or Montgomery, other guys like that. They could be outside in a corner-type alignment, or they could be somewhere inside in more of a linebacker or safety-type coverage area traditionally. So it's definitely a problem. But again, we've seen that every day in practice. So that's one of the good things about our offense is we've been able to, with no backs or any more problem than these two guys are for us to cover. So, you know, we've seen plenty of it. It still is a problem, but, you know, it's not like we don't see it every day in practice.
What type of improvement in development have you seen from Rex Burkhead just heading into this offseason in the first 2 weeks?
Yeah, I mean, Rex has been a good player for us, so, you know, everybody improves and can work on little things every year, but I'd say overall he's been a pretty solid player for us. He plays, you know, on all four downs. You know, he can run the ball. He can...
Okay, that is Bill Belichick, his press conference taking place right now at Gillette Stadium. If anything of significance comes out of the end of that press conference, we will, of course, bring it to you. We will continue to roll on that. Bert Breer is with us. We will get back to the conversation with him coming up, including all the injuries happening at quarterback in the league. Do want to talk about some league stuff with him. Also, he's got some thoughts on Eli Manning, whether or not Eli Manning should end up in the NFL's or the Pro Football Hall of Fame, that is, and some other news from around the league. We will talk some football with Bert coming up in the noontime hour. All that is on the way in just a couple of minutes, so stay tuned.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.